It's the Matt, Mike, and Kristen Show!
Do it!
What's wrong with a girl, like, you know, painting herself nude? What's wrong with that? Isn't that interesting?
What?
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
What was that? A little this?
That's like that? Some crazy doggy style, like, masturbation shit.
Mike's just talking about he's changing up his routine, too.
Ah, going left-handed, huh?
Yeah.
No, not just left-handed. Behind the back and left-handed.
Holy shit, dude. That's
one at a time, two at a time.
I only got two hands. That's the problem.
I'm just going
to
leave it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Matt, Mike, and Kristen Show. We are a bunch of lazy assholes. What can we say? It's been 5 months.
Hey, you know, we
really
have been busy lazy assholes, so we have to say.
It's been five
not
months.
Me.
Okay. And if he was entertaining by himself, he would have handled it, but he's not.
I have been busy as hell.
Lucky for us.
And
I've been pretty busy, too.
I'm exhausted, but Mike, you're just doing your
thing,
huh?
Yeah, just chilling.
That's cool.
Yeah. Right. What's that like?
Well, I'm going to, you know, taking classes and whatnot.
Okay.
I
mean, well, nothing, you've started your
nothing
music
nothing
career
spectacular.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, I've headed in a different direction, but.
Well, that's good. We're proud of you.
It just sounds like legal stuff. I'm heading in. Like, when you want to break
that
up
is, that's
with someone,
bullshit for
that's
I changed bullshit. Majors again.
You
again?
Did?
Yeah.
What's your major now?
I'm going for a Bachelor of Arts.
Wow. Back. Wait.
For music.
For him. Yeah. Isn't it about
awesome.
Fucking time?
Yeah.
Like,
because I already have a minor in business now. Like, I got my minor
okay.
in business administration.
Yeah, I have a hard time keeping up with the changing majors.
Oh, no, I know.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny because for every person that I've mentioned this to, Mike is going back to music. Every person, without fail, except for maybe you because you just found out.
Yeah.
Their answer was, well, it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
We all knew that music is where it was at
for
you.
And it's a lot of fun now. The shit that, like, I didn't find fun 6 years ago is really fun now.
Good.
I'm enjoying, but
well, that's good.
Yeah. That'll do. Right on. What have you been up to? Missy?
I've been, I don't know, a lot of self-realization, you know.
Self-realization.
Reading philosophy.
Actualization.
Painting.
Laser,
art.
Laser treatments.
Laser treatments.
Do you have my book? I almost said, do you have my butt? Do you have my book?
Oh, yeah, I do have your book. I need to give that back to you.
Yeah, you do, because I kind of want to read it now.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah,
no worries,
it
but I was looking for it the other day going,
I'm
know
sorry,
where that
I totally
is.
Forgot.
No worries, no worries.
What book?
It may set you, it's Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Really, honestly, that was the impetus that set me off on this, like, whole escalating, like, you have no idea. I'm reading Locke, I'm reading Adam Smith. I've been reading current political, like, diatribes on libertarianism and capitalism, Milton Friedman. It's insane.
Good for you.
Oh, it's
good
awesome.
For you.
I love it. And it's like I've really kind of found my niche finally. You know, I've never found
reading.
Well, yeah, but like as far as like finding something
fucks,
to believe in, I guess you could say, I've never been a spiritual person, or I've been spiritual. I've never been religious. I've never really followed something,
right.
I, you know, and I've never been able to assign myself to any kind of political category or economic category, but I really have found my roots.
You found something
really
that makes sense to you now.
Oh, yeah. It
That's
makes
cool.
total sense to me. And it's really been pretty inspiring. So, but now I'm trying to also get into my artistic side. I'm taking some art classes and doing a lot of stuff at home. Fuck yeah. You, I'm a girl. I can do that.
Dr. Pepper, dude.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, I'm a girl. At least
when
you
say there's
do
anything
it.
Wrong with
no,
it.
No, we're just
saying
that's oh, I'm getting
a pretty
into my
good
artistic side. That's like something
of,
I would say. Come on, man.
You know. Yeah, I know, but you're a guy, and that's what makes it weird.
Shut up, Mike. I can hear you thinking.
What's wrong with a girl, like, you know, painting herself nude? What's wrong with that? Isn't that interesting?
Whoa, that's what we're doing?
That's awesome.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? I'd kind of like to paint myself
nude. I'm trying to explore myself in all different facets.
Wow, that's hot.
Now, when you say you're painting yourself nude, are you painting while you're nude? Or,
yeah, I was a little confused on that,
are
too.
Are you painting, looking in the mirror while you're and painting yourself nude, or are you getting nude and then painting on your body?
Wait, before you answer that, I think the hottest would be if she was like nude and like lathered up her body in paint and then went over to like
the wall
or something
with a canvas
and was like painting with her boobs or something, you know?
Well, it's not that one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's number two, I think is, if I remember.
You're painting a self-portrait of you nude.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find things that I'm good at. Because
being
so
nude is
far,
one of them, definitely.
In my life, I realized that I've been mediocre at a lot of shit.
It's interesting you brought up the nude thing. I had no idea about that because I just signed up to be a nude model for UNR art class.
Really? Yeah. I was going to say, I'm glad you didn't say Nevada Museum of Art because I would be
right
in
now?
That class.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're not joking.
No,
you
they're,
signed
they're,
up.
They're going to pay me, I think it's like $60 for, and they didn't, for a session. And
you're going
to
do that?
I think so, yeah.
Do you only do one session or do you go back? Do they have to paint or draw you?
I think it depends on how
stations.
Many different classes. Like, you know, if it's a small class or a large class or stuff like that. But we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
That's bizarre as fuck. I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Really?
You should do that too.
Yeah, no,
Part
I don't think so.
Cash?
No.
Wouldn't you like
fuck
the
no.
ladies of UNR to see what you have going on down there?
Fuck no. I'm more of the lights off kind of guy. You know?
Oh, don't be such a prude.
I guess I'm safe because no, it doesn't matter what they think because
yeah, well,
I've got my gorgeous wife downstairs.
Yeah, but she
that's
could always
bizarre.
Change her mind.
Well, yeah, and what does she think about this nude modeling thing?
I haven't told her yet, so how about
yeah.
both of you just shut
all
up?
All right,
bro.
Well, how about that's
she'll
not
going
to happen
when
hear, she hears about
she'll
it.
She'll hear about this on the air for the first time. It's, if I told
what
her, probably
marriage.
She'd say no. So let's just yeah. not go there.
That's awesome.
Which, speaking of my wife, that brings to my crazy
to what
news.
Matt's been doing
God
for the last 5 months.
What haven't I been doing for the last 5 months? That's Mike's way of saying we've been having a lot of sex. I knocked up my wife.
That's going to be a daddy.
Woo-hoo.
I know.
It's weird.
We're so excited for him.
And he's going to have a little baby boy.
A little boy.
That's right.
It's going to take after his...
No, we're not going there. We're not. It's going to take after me and take
artistic.
After Jamie, but that's all it's
we're
taking
We're not
going to
get specific?
No, I don't think we'll be getting specific.
Can we point it out after it's born and we can say, oh, well, he got that from Matt for sure.
Yeah, that's all right. We can do that. That's okay.
Oh, wow.
So, Jesus Christ, we got that. And so Jamie's pregnant and...
How far along is she again?
Big. Well, okay.
Hey, that's not nice to see.
She's pregnant. It's true. Go downstairs and tell her that, hey, you're getting big. And she'll be like, well, thank you. Because that's what chicks do when they're pregnant.
But see, big so, is different than fat.
Yeah, I don't want
you gotta,
people.
You gotta,
that's why I said she wasn't fat, dude.
No, I know. I'm saying for the listeners out there, there's a big distinction between, oh, you're getting big and you're getting fat.
I don't know if I want to hear it. Because
it's not
going
to work if you go down there and say, oh, you're getting pretty fat.
That's
like,
true.
Lovingly fat, you know, with a kid. Yeah.
Maybe because I'm so far away from it myself, but I don't know if I'd like the idea of being called big even when I am pregnant. I don't know. If I know you guys, when I finally do have a child and if Mike's not in jail,
if
please don't call me big.
I'm not in jail. Jesus.
Well, it's totally true.
I chose the faith. What am I going to get locked up for?
I don't know. It was that or stay at UNR. And I
attempted
sodomy. I thought it less likely to talk to you if you were stuck at UNR still in 10 years.
Yeah. Was that my headphone cutting in?
Sorry.
I don't know. Not very professional.
I don't know. We're it was in here too, so okay. We're working stuff out as usual. But no, anyway, so my wife is pregnant and she is 22 weeks along, which in dude talk comes to just over 5 months.
You know what? That's same goes for me. I have no idea what this week's bullshit is
okay,
about.
Okay,
good. I'm like...
Well, I was going to say dude talk wouldn't even be 5 months. Dude talk would be about halfway through.
Well, maybe
yeah,
dude talk
that
for
makes
you,
sense.
But like...
See, 5 months to me makes sense. I can put it in perspective as far as trimesters go.
It's so...
But when it comes to the weeks, I'm like...
It is so weird, though, that the majority of chicks who are of... who have either had kids or are of that age where they're thinking about it or they want to, you can say 22 weeks... Automatically, yeah. They know what you're talking about. It's and
is there something wrong with like me, or is it that I'm so far away from it?
I think it's because you paint yourself nude, and that puts you in a different category.
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
I don't know. So that's what's been going on, and the big thing, even bigger than that,
ba-ba-da-ba!
Here it is: the end of an era has happened. I sold the van. I got rid of my car.
Fucking, it's about time, dude.
So
yeah.
This is something we've been wanting to do for a while,
it
and we
happen.
Thought we would involve you, the listeners, with this. We're going to do a eulogy for my van, whose name was Agnes. So we'll just start this off with a moment of silence.
This isn't good radio.
Shut up. Moment of silence.
But what about all the people listening?
Moment of silence and respect, God. Please.
It was just a car.
Hey! It was not just a car.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, when my car dies, I guess I could ask the same of you if I wanted to. I probably won't.
What you? I don't think what you understand that this car, for God damn it. Okay, for those of you, most of you who don't know me, this car I've had since I was in high school, and before that, it's been in my family. We bought it in 1990. Okay, the damn thing was 17 years old. And I, Mike, how many times have you? I think you know
lost
what
count, buddy.
I was thinking about this. I think lost one count. Of the reasons why Mike and I ended up being such good friends is because he had to rescue me so many fucking times in that stupid van.
Because I was the only one that answered your fucking
phone
calls.
That's true,
dude. All right, where you at, man?
It is. It's exactly every time I was like, "Hey, Mike. So, what are you doing?
What are you up to?"
And automatically, Mike was like, oh, "God damn it! All right, I'll go and get you." So,
it was either that or come pick you up at the
mechanics
dealership. Yeah, right.
The mechanics, they knew me by name, and I had them on speed dial. And I walked in, and everyone was like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, I'm
that's
here.
That's a sign that you need to get a new car, dude.
Yeah, how many years did this go on?
Both of these
how
two.
How many engines went through that thing?
Two of them. Three,
Jesus.
No, two, no, three. Well, yeah. sort of two and a half, because actually I killed the first one, and that was totally. See, this is why it's not just a car. Who says two and a half engines have gone through? I killed the first one by not putting oil in it, and it stranded me, and I drove it until the buzzer went off.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, there's no place to pull over. I'll just keep going for a while. And
you know, I'm a girl, and even I know that you're not supposed to do that.
Engine welds to itself.
The engine welded to itself and seized, and basically, yep.
Wow.
I coasted to a halt with no power steering and everything, and the smell of hairspray filled the car.
Engine's good as shit.
There it was. I thought I just needed oil. That's fine. And so AAA wouldn't give me oil. They would tow me. And I brought it to the mechanic, and he looks at me. He's like, I got some bad news. Maybe you should sit down. And you know, when was the last time the mechanic told you to sit down before he gave you the news about what he was going to have to do to work on your car?
Well, a new engine That's is true. Definitely worth sitting down for.
It welded to itself. And, you know, yeah, you might be a girl and know about that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already know about my experience with the lawnmower. We all know about me and engines.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I know.
Not mechanically inclined.
So that was the first engine. The second engine was fine until the other day when we were on our way down to San Francisco, and it was good for a while, and then just overheated and stranded me on my way to a concert. And we had to go and get Jamie was with me and another friend, and we had to get towed, and there it was, and we made it to the concert eventually. But
yeah,
there started being combustion in my coolant system.
Hmm.
So for the last 3 months, every day that I've wanted to drive this fucking car, I've had to go out and change the coolant. And I don't mean go out and add some more in the tank. I mean a half-hour process, go out, open the engine, depressurize the system. Start the car. Reach into the engine with my hand. Manually throttle this goddamn thing so that the existing coolant that's left in there after I drained it gets sucked into the system. While I was doing that, I had to go and reach over and put new coolant into the system the whole time that it's revving at, you know, 6,000 RPMs, and I'm freaking out because it's really, you know, loud and everything as I'm doing this. And I'm doing that. This is how I'm sort of, you know, trying to do this without spilling everywhere. And then after that's happening, I have to keep throttling it after I put the new coolant in and then put the cap on and repressurize it. Otherwise, if I release it, all over my face. Every time you wanted to drive it. So.
Wow. I never would have gone there.
It was a labor of love, and it was a great car, but there it was.
I would have said, fuck
F this.
That.
Yes. Seriously. No way would I have ever gotten that
no
far.
No car is worth
no,
that.
No.
So. It's gone. I sold it. I got a brand new car.
Who bought that thing?
My mechanic.
For parts.
For parts. So, Mike,
parts
do you have, as part of this eulogy, I would just like to say, Agnes, you were a great car and the worst car I've ever had at the same time. Mike, is there anything you want to say? Any stories you would like to share?
No, no stories. Just a big old fuck you, Agnes. Fuck you up your dirty ass.
I've actually got a really
and I'm
great.
I'm glad you're gone.
I've got a really great
the
joke
fact
that
that
about
just perked
that.
You up kind of scares me.
I've got a really great joke about that. So there's this proctologist, right? And he's been at his proctology practice for a while and then decided that he really wanted to be a mechanic. That's what his true calling was. So he closed his practice down and he went to mechanic school. And you're looking at me all weird.
I don't know where this is going.
He goes to mechanic school. And he's there for about 6 months. And then for his final exam, he had to take the engine apart and then put it back together, right?
Right.
So he goes and he takes the exam and then goes home. And then later on, his instructor calls him maybe the next day or whatever. And he says, I just wanted to call and give you, let you know that you got 200 points on the exam. And the guy was ecstatic because only 100 points were possible. So, you know, how the fuck did you take the exam twice or something like that? He said, how did I do this? And the guy said, well, I gave you 100 points for taking the engine apart and putting it back together because you did that perfectly. And I decided to give you another 100 for doing it through the tailpipe. No reaction from Mike, huh? Did you not get it, or it's just not funny?
It's not very funny.
Mine was a little bit of a sympathy laugh.
All right.
So I'm not funny.
She admits it.
I think.
Well, no, it's not you're funny. It's just that joke wasn't really all that funny. Or
did you make up that joke?
No.
No, that's
no.
That's
I
you know you've haven't done a very good job telling a joke when somebody asks you. Did you just make that up?
No, I've been. Never mind. Anyway, Agnes is gone. I've got a new car. So we had a moment of silence ish at the beginning, and I would just like to read this little poem that I wrote here.
Oh, jeez.
So let's get some mood music going on. All right. You had four wheels. And you were silver.
I'm relaxing. Was it really silver? It was more of a champagne color.
You had four wheels. And you were silver. Your name was Agnes. I remember driving you in the morning and having to wait a half hour before you warmed up and scraping the ice off your windshield. The end.
It was beautiful, man.
It was definitely worthy of that car.
From the heart.
I'm really glad that it's over with. Fuck that van. I got a new car.